בוקר טוב, חודש טוב, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת תולדות. I want to share with you just a short vart on this week's parasha. Very, very humbling thought that Hagaon Rav Chaim Shmulevitz writes in the Sichot Musar. He writes that the Torah tells us, you know, there was this the episode in this week's parasha of Yaakov ve'Esav when Yitzchak tried to give the brachot to Esav, and Yaakov beat him to it. And finally, Yitzchak Avinu figured it out when Esav came in and he started speaking to him. And the Torah says a very interesting language. Ve'echirad Yitzchak charada gedola ad me'od. Yitzchak had a terrible fear. Rashi HaKadosh quotes the Midrash that says, what does it mean that he had a terrible fear? Yitzchak Avinu knew fear. Where was we say Yitzchak Avinu? How do we say Anenu? Ufachad Yitzchak. Yeah, Yitzchak Avinu was he was known to fear from the Mizbeach, from the Akedat Yitzchak. He's terrified over there. The Midrash says that Yitzchak Avinu was more terrified at that moment than he was with his neck almost slit on top of the Mizbeach when the Malachim were already looking at him to take his neshama. The Sichot Musar asks, what was so frightening, you know, when your life is in mortal danger, that's a reason to be very afraid. But what's so frightening, I can, you know, you want to tell me that he was taken by surprise, you want to tell me that he felt tricked, you want to tell me any other emotion, but why was he afraid? Why was he fearful? Why was he so terrified, even more than when he was on the Mizbeach? What's pshat? And the Sichot Musar says a very, very fundamental pshat that really we have to internalize for ourselves, which is, he says that there are many times in life, or you know, everybody in their own lives, we live a certain way. We have a certain, what we call in yeshivas, it's called mahalach. Right? Everybody, mahalach, everybody has a way of living life. You have a path that you're taking. And like Shlomo HaMelech tells us, kol derech ish yashar be'einav. Everybody thinks that they're going along the right path. Everybody thinks that they're doing the right thing. Many times in life, though, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us a wake-up call that perhaps this path that we're taking isn't the correct one. And then at that moment, everything we've lived our lives for years and years and years and years, turns out to be a lie, turns out to be incorrect, turns out to be not what we thought. And then sometimes that can leave our lives in shambles. He says, Lavdin, look at Yitzchak Avinu alav shalom. His whole life, Yitzchak Avinu had a mahalach with Esav. Nachon? He had a mahalach. Yeah, what? Yitzchak Avinu knew exactly who Esav was. Yeah. You think Yitzchak was some little child that Esav could fool easily? Yitzchak Avinu knew full well. But Yitzchak Avinu had his mahalach of how to be mekarev et Esav kitzayid befiv, and he brought him closer. And he thought, you know what? He's going to end up coming closer one day. And Yitzchak Avinu had a whole Torah about how Yitzchak should be treated. And in one moment, why did Yitzchak Avinu shiver so much? The Midrash says, when Yaakov entered the presence of Yitzchak, what came in with him? What happened? Yeah, what came in with him? What's the smell? Reach shel Gan Eden came in with him. Maybe Esav was chuzer b'tshuva. That's his. One second. Also, he spoke b'derech eretz. Yakum aviv yochal mitzed beno. Spoke b'derech eretz. Also, he said, "Kikra shem elokecha lefanai." He spoke about Shem Hashem. He says, whoa, this kid is finally Chozer B'Tshuva. Yes! Right, that was his Reach Gan Eden. And then what? A few moments later, Esav walks in. And what happened? Yitzchak was blind. The Midrash says, Ra'a Gehinam Petucha Lefanav. Even though Yitzchak was blind, he felt and saw Gehinam open right by his feet when Esav entered. Everything came crashing down. He realized that his life's work and his perception of Esav and everything he thought to instill in him and everything that he thought was going to come to fruition out of this kid In one moment, what did he realize? And that's why he was so scared. Everything he worked. And again, this was a machloket that Yitzchak and Rivka had for many years about how to treat. Everybody knew that Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Alim, everybody knew he was going to be Matzliach. The machloket, the difference of opinion between Yitzchak and Rivka was about what? Yitzchak was the first off the derech kid. There was Ishmael also, but that was Ishmael came from Hagara Mitzri. That was Ben Ashifcha.
He was actually Chozer B'Tshuva as well. Yes, he was.
Ishmael was Chozer B'Tshuva, nachon? That's for sure. But the first kid that came from two parents who were Kadosh Elyon, Yitzchak V'Rivka, the first kid who went off the derech and acted in a way that was inconsistent with the value of his parents was Esav Rasha. There was a machloket for many years between Yitzchak and Rivka how to deal with Esav. Yitzchak had one approach. Rivka had a different approach. Rivka, even though she was the mama, was she saw him exactly for who he was. She knew exactly what he was all about. She didn't buy any. In Yiddish, we say, you know,
he's on Edgecomb Avenue.
Luxin. Yeah, anyway, Mikey, how do you M-U?
Is that a
cool? Luxin is a kind of cool.
Edge. Yeah.
Luxin.
O-M-B.
Luxin.
Edgecomb.
Just
Edgecomb?
Yeah.
The kids, they sound like Nimrod and everything. That's crazy.
But anyway, Bikitsur, in Yiddish, we say, Rivka didn't buy any of Isav's lakshin. Lakshin is noodles. It's a kind of kugel also. In Hebrew, you say falafel. She wasn't buying any of it. Yitzchak also didn't buy it. But what? He always had more hope. You know what? Even though that wasn't the Yitzchak Avinu, was Amuda Yir'ah, Amuda Pachad, Din. But what? He felt that he had to give more love. More. Yeah. Baba Jun. Chanuma, yeah. Right, is that it? That's
Sakit.
When the guys are making noise, Mikey, who do you scream at? Yadua, the women. Now, that's the way it goes. And for time immemorial in Am Yisrael, that's the way it always goes. And who screams at the ladies for making noise?
Yeah.
The talkers. Anyway, Bekitzul Mikol Makom Rabotai. This was a very, very, very old disagreement between Yitzchak and Rivka, and in the final years of his life, Yitzchak realized, like we say in Hebrew, imi yishlo esek. He realized exactly who Esav was, what he was up to, and when something hits home so suddenly, something you've been working on your whole life, it's painful and it's scary. That's exactly, says the Sichot Musar, we have to be ready for. Chart a life for yourself that's not going to come crashing down. Make sure you're living in a way that's consistent with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's values so that it doesn't come crashing down in the last moment, because...
You wrote a letter, you have to write New York.
I don't have it. Just the volume all the way, so don't hear.
New York, Manhattan, it's called...
The volume.
So, Rabotai, it's important to realize that that's... You know, we're up against a lot in this world. The Yetzer Hara is constantly gunning for us. Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us to overcome him every day. Make sure our values are consistent with that of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's, and because there's a day that's going to come that Hashem is going to take us to task, and we have to make sure that all our, you know, that we dotted all our I's and crossed all our T's to make sure that a Kadosh Baruch Hu holds us in the same standing that we hold ourselves. I thank you all for listening. Shabbat Shalom. It's good to be back. Shabbat Shalom, Chodesh Tov, Briyut Etana, Nehora Me'olya. Be healthy, be well, feel good. And I want to take this opportunity to, on the Shabbat of his Afruf, to wish a Mazal Tov to Talmidi Hayakar V'Ne'eman, Ahuv Libi, Matitya Levi, B'Siman Tov Mazal Tov. It should be B'Shah Tova Mutzlachat on his wedding on Sunday. Haba Alem Tova L'Mincha. B'Zat Hashem, it should go B'Shah Tova Mutzlachat. Shizku Livnot Bayit Ne'eman B'Yisrael. Binyan Ad, La'ad La'ad Olamei Olamim, and with Banim Uvanot Yesharim Mevorachim La'avodato Yitbarach Amen Ki Yiratzon, and I wish you all the best, as do all of the Talmidim and all of Am Yisrael. B'Simchat Tov Mazal Tov. תמיד בשמחות מזאת השם.
עוד ישם על יער יהודה, ובחוץ הירושלים, כוס עשם וכוס עם הכל.